We don't talk about Ava Longoria much, but we should, mostly today because she wants to go to Spain. And here, I'd love to go to Spain too. But she's not just going to go. Apparently, Dawn, she's going to escape, quote unquote, to Spain from the United States because she doesn't want to raise her children in Hollywood.
Wow. Oh, well, I think that's probably a good idea.
I mean, it certainly presents its problems. Good afternoon, by the way, dear listeners. Thanks for listening. This is the third hour of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. The story that I saw just was like, when I saw like Ava Longoria and her husband want to escape to Hollywood or escape from Hollywood, I was like, oh God, I know it's so terrible being really rich and privileged and successful. However, you know, to the point that she doesn't want her kids to go Hollywood, I totally get it. And also the fact that she's like, let's just do Spain. I'm like, okay. I would love to move to Spain or any other far away fancy country where I could, you know, try new food and go exploring and
it's
speak
like
a language that's not my own. It's like a vacation every day of your life, Dawn.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if that's going to be easy for her. Like, what do we know about this couple? Is she Spanish?
So these are all good questions, because when I read the story, and let me just really quickly tell you that she is married, she has a husband, and they have a child. And they the reason people are talking about them moving is because they had listed their home in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and then they took it off the market, and then they just listed it again for cheaper. So that's giving people the idea. And then, of course, alleged insiders are talking to the Daily Mail. Who knows? But when I saw that story, I was like, okay, I vaguely know Ava Longoria, of course, but I don't know all the details, and I certainly don't know anything about her husband or her family. So then I went digging, and I learned not only is she married to a guy named Jose Bastón, who is from Mexico, and they got married in Mexico. She is from Corpus Christi, which is in Texas.
Okay. I think I knew that, yeah.
And so they've been married since, oh gosh, I don't know, like 2012, 16 or something? I don't know.
16.
And they, anyway, are in Hollywood or in Beverly Hills. She, because I was like, well, what's the deal with Spain? If he's from Mexico mm-hmm. and she's from the United States, what's the connection to Spain? And then I learned, she did an interview a few months ago with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
That Ava Longoria is a dame.
What?
In Spain.
What?
Or as they would call it, a dama. She is literally, has a title, thanks to the good people of Spain. I'm assuming the king and queen of Spain.
I guess you get to go live there if you want to then.
I know, right? So she's got a reason to want to go there. She's Dama Longoria now.
Wow.
And it's because she does have Spanish heritage. They've done all this like ancestry work to mm-hmm. like show where her family came from. And anyway, so she was given that honor by, I don't know, some old guy with a fancy outfit is pinning a thing on her. I'm assuming that's the king of Spain. But anyway, so the moral of the story is, like, she's got a reason to be there. And I just thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to be like, we're just going to leave the hustle and bustle, Dawn, and go away to a European capital somewhere and raise our children with all sorts of culture and fancy food.
Yeah, and mostly get them away from living in Hollywood,
yeah.
Which is kind of, if you are the kid of a celebrity in Hollywood, I think that you're kind of like a child actor.
Well,
because of all
whether
the
you want to be or not.
Yeah. It's like being able to grow up in a way that doesn't make you spoiled and out of touch is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be a lot better if she did move her kids to Spain.
Well,
I think they might have a better, more normal life.
And a lot of people would say maybe you could move to, you know, Minneapolis. But if she's got the resources and the cultural connection, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I want to go someplace where they say that I'm a dame.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be a dame?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. A Swiss dame.
Swiss.
Fräulein McLean.
Yeah. Just because, you know, I think that since I've lived in Minnesota, I could survive the winter.
Oh, God, it's
now
probably warmer
I'm a
in Switzerland,
person.
Unless you're in the mountains.
Yeah, well, and I just think the people are really nice, and they have really good food, and it's so gorgeous and beautiful everywhere. I don't know, it seems, and plus it's a neutral They've always been such a neutral
country.
Yeah,
so if there's war, which,
you're just kind of like, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that. And plus, we have big missiles.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Big missiles and chocolate. What else does a person need?
Nothing. Hey, now. Where would you want to go?
Oh, God. Where wouldn't I want to go? I don't know. I would go all over.
You would. So you would just be a traveling vagabond with your children living on the road.
A cruise ship dame. Dame trainer on a cruise ship.
The dame of the sea. Michael?
I would just get too wanderlusty. I would need to travel. Yeah. Mike?
That's a...
home base. You can travel anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Home base. Gosh. Give me like Wyoming.
Oh.
Montana. Okay. Black Hills.
He
somewhere
wants
in
to
there.
Be out there with...
Yeah, I could pick anywhere in the world, and I'm picking South Dakota. That's what I'm going with.
Hey, look.
Oh, my God.
The Black Hills, you know.
I love that area.
You do not love Deadwood.
I love that area.
He loves it.
I don't know. I need to get better at traveling internationally. I always get so awkward feeling when I, like, don't know the culture and I don't speak the language. I don't know. I got to get better at
that. You're also, like, a million years younger than us. So.
Not a million.
A million? Speak for yourself, girl.
I never know how old Mike is. I never remember. Mm-hmm. I think it's like somewhere between 25 and 35.
Which basically is the same age as we are.
Hold on a second.
Oh, that's
just,
right. We are.
Thank you.
Get the buzzer here for you.
Oh, wait.
You just lost the range game. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm a little older than
1986.
Okay. There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah.
What? How did you do that? You just remembered because you're a better friend.
Yeah, no, I'm totally a better friend. Mike and I hang out on weekends.
Yep.
So.
You do without me?
Well, I mean,
yes.
We talk about you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we say good things.
Terrible. Okay, good. But we like her from afar. We don't like to hang out with her. Let's talk about
Mike and I, for the record,
Mike and I have
never hung out on a weekend unless it was paid for work. but not because we don't want to.
No.
Okay, so Eva Longoria. Anyway, I was just fascinated by this. If we could throw
it
up the article, you can see all her fancy. She is literally living the life. Plus, she's like besties with the president of the United States, which, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but she like knows people. So she's living like her best life.
She also has a really good hookup at People Magazine because there's a hunt that MC goes on every time he gets People to find.
Oh, yeah. You always talk about the Eva Longoria spread in People.
I saw him do it in like 30 seconds this weekend. He's like, there she is.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Well, and it was probably about her selling her house or something or going to Spain.
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Hey, when we come back, you got a problem, Dawn.
I do.
And it involves three books.
Yes.
How's that for a tease? Dawn's got a three-book problem. When we come back, find out which books those are right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I have a three-book problem. Welcome back. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I have a three-book problem because I just finished the Netflix series Three Body Problem.
Finally!
Yes, I did. I had to ditch my partner because he...
was busy.
He wasn't as interested in it as I was, and I'm sure this happens a lot with people out there listening. You start a series together and you want to watch the next episode, but they don't really, and you kind of don't really either, but then you're like, if I ever do want to watch this, we're just going to have to separate at this point.
Yeah, that's usually a conversation like, hey, I don't care about this show, so you go and do your own thing. So, you set them free. So you set him free.
I set him free.
And then you finished it.
Yes.
How do we end up with a book problem?
I have a book problem because I have to know what happens next.
I can't wait
for them to release the second season of this.
So explain to people, the books, there are already books that have been written that the show is based on. And so now that series one is done, you're like, I need to know what happens before, as you said, the next season.
That is exactly right. So it's based on a series that was written in like 2007. So I feel lucky that I don't know all the answers to the questions, that I've escaped that through the magic of me just squinting whenever I see anything on the internet about it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you have to be careful. Once something gets in your feed, this has happened to me so many times with Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
Death in Paradise. Don't get me started.
Yeah, it's difficult. So I'm like, wow, so the series is so weird. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's.
Yeah, what did you think?
Okay, so I loved it. Let me just say that. I loved it. It was just opened my mind to so many different ideas and things about what. There are aliens. I'll just say that.
So really quickly, just the plot is that scientists start ending up dead.
Yeah.
And people don't know why. And fast forward, aliens. But that's not giving anything away, really. It's good. There's still so much story there.
So much. So much. So it made me think so much. And so the three book problem I have is I want to read these books. I don't know if it will translate well to books. Like, I think they did such a great job with visual effects, with sort of dumbing down some pretty high concept, like, physics theories. I'm like, wow, they really did a good job for me watching this, because I kind of get it, but I don't.
Oh, yeah. There's the science is sciencey enough that you're like, oh, that seems plausible, even though I'm sure an actual scientist is sitting there going, that's dumb.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Now, there's one scene, I'm not going to give it away, but I want to like just see if you thought it. I'm just going to say Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see?
Yeah, I thought about you the whole time.
That was terrifying, was it not?
Well, yeah, it totally was. And I thought about you going through the Panama Canal.
I know, I thought the same thing.
Of course
there's
you
a
did.
Scene, there's a scene where it. This ship goes through the Panama Canal. And I was like, wow, that's really, I mean, I'm sure it was like a, you know, effects. I'm sure they weren't actually at the Panama Canal filming that. But also the thing that happened in the Panama Canal makes me glad I actually went to the Panama Canal and don't have to go back because I would be terrified that what happened
would happen again. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So that was pretty terrifying. So the books are, let's see. Well, I guess it doesn't matter too much if you haven't seen it, but it's called, the first one's called The Three Body Problem. The next one, The Dark Forest, and then Death's End. So there are three books and I just can't wait. Some things I thought about while I watched this series. So I'm watching it. And Mike, I know that you've started it and had to abandon Sarah as well.
We haven't had the conversation yet, but that's going to be the conversation we have shortly. Is that because it's one of those things where we got
Did
into
she
it.
Know that?
And she was like, no, she will soon. But we were like, we liked it. But it was at the same time, it was just like, there's a lot of foundation building. And I was just like,
world building.
Do you want to watch this? And she's like, oh, do we have something else we could watch? So it's kind of been always finding something else to watch rather than that. So I think we just need to have the conversation. Yeah. I'm ready to move forward, and I don't think she wants
to. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So you are going to read the books, Dawn, or how's this going to work? Because
I'm reading In Cold Blood, which snooze fest.
Truman Capote?
Yeah. I got to figure out why. Yeah, that's what I'm reading right now. So once I get through that, I'm going to start on these. I don't know if you had this when you were watching it, but I a lot of times thought, should I pause this and contemplate that? Or do I just continue to let my dumb brain watch the rest of this episode?
And yeah, like you wanted to go digging, right? Yeah, for sure. That's the kind of stuff I always want to do. But then I'm always afraid when I'm watching a series that I'm going to end up with a spoiler, because that has happened to me before, where I'm like, oh, I need to know if... Oh, crap. Yeah. I just got a headline that told me everything that happened. So I feel that always, but I have to wait till I'm done before I go digging.
I wanted to Google things about physics and then and not put in three body problem at all.
Well, I will say, do you remember that there was a segment we did? I was like, you don't have to have seen the show, but I'm going to tell you about this incident that happened.
The wow incident.
Remember?
Yeah. I love
because I was like, is that real?
Yeah, and that was something that actually happened. So they're taking history and sort of building a story around it.
So in the series, they reference something that happened in the 70s. It was literally the largest potential signal from an alien civilization that we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not proof that it happened, but it's possible that it was a signal from... Anyway, that was referenced in the show. And when I saw it, I was like, is that real? It turns out.
Yeah.
It was real. I mean, the signal was real. Where it came from, we don't know.
Yeah. And that is such a great way to it's such a great way to start a series based on a mysterious thing that actually happened. Cause they basically built a story around that.
Yeah.
They meaning the author of the books. And then it made me think about should you tell someone that you love them?
If
they are in a relationship.
Girl. What do you mean?
Well, if they're in a relationship with somebody else, should you tell them that you love them?
Got it. That's a subplot for sure. And that's a good question.
Yeah. Normally I would say no. It also made me contemplate practical questions to some of the things that were happening. And I don't if they can do that, why can't they do this? Those kinds of things.
Like, give me an example.
I have to just shut off my head because that's just suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
You know, just like there are instruments used within the human community.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I thought, how did they get that?
I think you can say that there is, because it's in the trailer that they put on these headsets and there is a game mm-hmm. that people play.
Yeah.
And so you'll have a lot of questions about that technology and where that came from and all that kind of stuff. But that, I think once you get to that point, you just kind of have to go with the story and hope that the story is good enough that mm-hmm. you won't question too much the technology because, you know.
Yeah.
I think if you're spending too much time on the technology, maybe the story's not good enough.
Yeah, I think it is good enough, though. I think that did well is that the things that happen in this series, it could have just been a disaster movie and the chaos, mm-hmm. you know? Because when people have knowledge about things, the world could turn upside down. And it does a little bit, but they didn't focus on that too much.
Which is also perfect for the time that we live in. There's a lot of chaos in the world. We don't have aliens, but aliens are a good excuse, just like Godzilla or King Kong is a good foil for all the chaos that's going on in our world. So it's kind of timely in the way that what they're dealing with in the series is not the same as what we're dealing with, but the idea that everybody is unnerved by something we can't control. I mean, just think of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
right? Like everyone on the planet is dealing with the same uncertainty. That is something relatable, I think, which makes the show fascinating, even if you're not all in on aliens.
Yeah, you don't have to be all in on aliens to actually like this show. And it's sort of nice to live vicariously through a bunch of people who are super smart and valuable to the community. Okay, coming up next, Britney Spears has deleted her Instagram. It all has to do with a settlement that was reached this weekend. It's all coming up next on My Talk.
Entertainment.
Hey guys, Bradley here from my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
You know, it was big news this weekend when we saw that Britney and her dad reached a settlement. The only problem is I'm not sure anybody told Britney. Or if they did, she doesn't know the details.
She doesn't like it.
You guys, welcome back. This is the end of today's program on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Almost. We still have plenty left for the day. But anyway, I'm the Bradley, that's the Dawn, and the Mike. But we have to talk about Britney because there was news over the weekend that her and her father reached a settlement. But then there was, like, she posted some stuff. We'll get to that. And then now there's been this sort of, like, I don't know, damage control or whatever you'd call it, where, like, people are talking to TMZ saying she's, like, 5 minutes away from being hospitalized again. And then people are coming out and saying, no, she's not. And long story short, let's start with what we know about the settlement, because that is huge. We thought that we were headed to a courtroom in May, which is just around the corner. And in fact, Lori just last week was like, what's going on with Britney? I'm like, I have no idea. Well, more than 2.5 years after her conservatorship has ended, both parties' attorneys have confirmed, and I read it on People magazine, because that's where you go.
That's the wholesome way to do it.
unless you want to go to
the Daily Mail.
Yeah, then you're going to get all the dirt. We'll get there. But they settled for an undisclosed sum last week, and here's what we know. Quote, now this is a statement from her attorney, Matthew Rosengart, you'll remember him. And he's been with her since, he's basically the one that got her freed from the conservatorship in the first place, and then turned around and said, Daddy, we're coming for you. Although the conservatorship was terminated in November of 21, her wish for freedom is now truly complete. As she desired, her freedom now includes that she will no longer need to attend or be involved with court or entangled with legal proceedings in this matter. Britney won when the court suspended her father, and Britney won when her fundamental rights and civil liberties were restored. So essentially what her attorneys are saying is that this is a victory for her because she's not going to have to testify in court. She's not going to have to show up in court. She's not going to have to, confront her dad and drum up all of this negativity and emotion that she otherwise would have had to go through. So for her, her attorneys are saying this is a victory. Really quickly, his attorneys, that is Daddy's attorney, say, I can't comment on any of specifics as the settlement is confidential. But Jamie is thrilled this is all behind him. He loves his daughter very much. And everything he's ever done has been to protect and support her. It is unfortunate that some in Britney's life chose to drag this on for as long as it has. And that's Jamie's attorney, Alex Weingarten.
Okay, well, he can go kick rocks, or she.
Kick rocks, Daddy! Anyway, so they're obviously happy because now he's not going to face, but again, financial amounts, we don't know, but I imagine he decided to give her some money, or she gave him some money, or like, we don't know the details, but okay. They obviously both felt like this was in their best interest.
So this had more to do with the money.
Well, the financial misconduct that he was alleged to have engaged in. Okay. But also, like, remember, he's also alleged, and this would have come up in the trial, to do things like spy on her.
Yeah. Where's all that? I mean,
It's still there, but now there's a settlement, and Daddy Spears is like, good, we don't have to let people know because they ain't going to talk about it.
All right, so basically he won't have to face the music with any of that or any of his people, like...
As far as I know, I mean,
Robin
I don't...
Robin Greenhill,
now, this
Blue
is,
Taylor.
Yeah, let's get to that, because I hope, my hope is that following this settlement with Daddy, that now our attention can turn to the other people who are involved, and you know, they'll probably work on a settlement, because again, I don't think they want her in court,
right?
Because if she ends up in court, their attorneys are going to be able to ask her all sorts of uncomfortable questions that they're not going to want to put her through.
It's just, that's so unfair, isn't it? Because really, that's to be afraid that your client will be uncomfortable, or they'll bring up things that are private. That's just, man, that's the way things work now, though.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to be embarrassed by all the stuff they're going to bring up? That's kind of like that. Yeah. You don't want the public to know.
Yep.
Whether it be, you know, just things that are personal about your health care or whatever it is. It's just sort of like a threat. Like,
if there had been a lawsuit, if there would have been a trial, they would have played dirty, of course.
That's why we know everything about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we don't care. And now we're like, wow.
But to think also, I think it might have been a little naive on our parts to think that they actually would have ended up in court. Because, again, I don't think anybody wins if they're both in court. Because they're both going to look like people who have been through some stuff. Even though we're all Team Britney all the way in this matter, it just, sure. I don't think it would have ended up, because I think his attorneys would have done all sorts of dirty work, and he'd been like, I didn't know they were going to do that. Anyway, I want you to get to the part where she posts on Instagram a topless photo to discuss her settlement.
Yeah.
So, and by that, I mean not at all.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know if it's up yet, but her Instagram was taken down overnight. I'm assuming just by her. She removed her Instagram. But yesterday I saw this picture of her, and it's like nothing to see Britney in some shot where like it's just her butt in a thong, and you know, but it's like a sexy shot of her sitting, and she's talking about getting acupuncture done, and that she'll always have to have acupuncture on her back because her family hurt her, and that, you know, that basically her family has hurt her, the two people that were supposed to love her. I'm not reading this verbatim, but basically the two people that were supposed to love her really turned their back on her. I'll read some of it. She says, it's funny because till this very day, I haven't told them face to face, basically what she thinks about them. I text through Instagram, but I honestly believe it will not be safe if I ever go face to face. So the child in me knows they would be destroyed, and that's basically it. And then she says she wishes she could go back to Louisiana and just...
Okay, so when was that posted? Do you have a date on that at all?
That was yesterday, because I was looking for stories, and then it disappeared. Her whole Instagram disappeared overnight.
So the reason I ask is because this is why I said at the beginning, it is clear to me that she's not fully involved in this process. Like, at some point, her attorneys probably came over and were like, look, you don't want to be on trial. We don't want you to be on trial, so we're going to work on a settlement. And are you fine with that? And I'm sure she was like, okay, great. And then they came in and said, okay, here's the deal, sign off on it. But I don't think she's living in the space of like, I just succeeded in, you know, triumphing. Why does that word sound weird today? In triumphing over. That just doesn't sound
celebrating.
Right. Celebrating her success. Because she seems like she's still in a really hurt place. And I'm like, did anyone tell her that this was a good thing?
Well, unfortunately, I think, and I'm not trying to, you know, sit here and like explain it to you, but I think from my perspective, she has been hurt, and it's physically, it's mentally, like things that have happened to her happened during the conservatorship. And it's such a shame that she might not be able to like mentally understand.
Yeah.
She is stuck in that pain.
Yeah, no,
and
I get it.
Because they did it.
I'm just saying, like, clearly this like the result of that means that this verdict, you know, so like this victory for her,
yeah,
she does not appreciate. Like, it is not something that she is connect, like that we can take away an understanding that she was not driving this process.
Yeah.
Because if she were, I think the way that she would react on social media would be a little different. And it was just, it was so discordant from like the, from the settlement to today. The other thing I wanted to say is, to that end, if you go to TMZ today, there is a story, and I have to believe that it's people around her dad or others that do not have her best interest at heart, that put up a story with the headline, Britney Spears completely dysfunctional in danger of going broke. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ that Britney is in serious dangers on both mental and financial front and is doing way worse than when she was under the conservatorship.
Oh, God.
That is totally daddy doing
Stop.
Damage control.
That's so awful. Oh, my gosh. Well, I would be a terrible attorney because I don't want her to pay his legal fees. I would say, I'm sorry you didn't save any of that money you stole from her.
Yeah.
And then
no,
they go,
I get it. I get
I'm
it.
Sorry,
but again,
you got to be kicked out of court, ma'am.
Yeah. No, I get it. But at the same time, like, I would just think, like, you don't want her on trial with, like,
and that's what her attorneys
under a
know.
Microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Because daddy's attorneys can ask all sorts of, like, did you do this? Well, he was just looking out for you. Were you doing this?
Right.
He was
and
just
then
looking out for you.
People would judge.
Why did he tape you? Because were you doing this hate, horrible thing?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, I get it. Like, I want him to be sent away to whatever island we send away people who take advantage of others to.
It's called Bad Guy Island.
Bad Guy Island.
Or Bad Person Island.
Yes.
We need to workshop that.
I will say that since that article came out in TMZ, people, I think, on page 6 had pushed back, and they must be people connected to her. That say, I take that back. They just changed their headline.
No.
Page 6 says, Britney Spears is blowing through her $60 million estate post-conservatorship, but she's not going broke. Oh, this is, okay, they're trying to split the difference. They're like, she's a mess, but not as messy as TMZ wants you to believe.
Yeah, that's, we always want people to not talk to Jamie, but TMZ doesn't have any morals.
Can I also just say, like, I just want to take this moment to reiterate the fact that, like, she's allowed to spend all her money.
If she
wants to waste all of her money, like, just light it on fire, she can.
Yeah,
you don't have to like it.
Yeah, and we're not there behind every male celebrity.
I was going to say, every time Charlie Sheen made terrible decisions with his money, nobody was telling him that he needed to be in a conservatorship, although I'm sure people wished he was.
He might have wished he was.
But... right. But people are allowed to be their own worst enemy.
They're allowed to even go broke with their money if they want to.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't, it doesn't, just because she doesn't know how to spend money doesn't mean she needs to be, like, to have all of her rights taken away. Because if that were the case, I would have had no rights in my 20s.
Yeah.
And a very good chunk of my early 30s.
That's right.
Hey!
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. hey, when we come back, you want to play a game?
Yep.
Mike's got a game for us to play. It's called Game Show Roulette. We'll find out what that game actually is when we come back right here on My
Animals.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. You know, Dakota Dental right down in Apple Valley is a place to go for all your family's dental needs. That's regular checkups, cleanings, exams, whatever it takes. In fact, maybe you've been putting off a procedure or two. There's a crown. Maybe, you're probably not putting off a root canal because those are pretty nasty when they happen. Speaking of which, if you do have a dental emergency or you're in a lot of dental pain, do me a favor and call Dakota Dental. They're the place to go. I've had two dental emergencies where I've called them after hours and they've gotten me in super duper quickly and out of pain in no time. In fact, one of those dental emergencies ended up leading to a dental implant, which I didn't know the first thing about. Thankfully, Dakota Dental also happens to be a premier dental implant specialist in the state of Minnesota. You don't have to take my word for it. You should, but you don't have to. Head to DakotaDental.com today for more details. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Hi, Joe Massey-Archin with the Lakeville Area Arts Center.
Do you want to play a game? Do you want to feel smarter than us? Well, that's going to happen in just a few minutes here once we get started on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn with Game Show Roulette.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
We are ready to play a little game show roulette. That's how we wrap up the show every single day of every single week. I spin my game show roulette wheel. It's got game shows on it, both past, present, maybe future. And we play a little game show. Are the two of you ready to go?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's spin that game show roulette wheel and see where it lands for our contest today.
Our contest.
There it goes. There it goes.
Oh, it's one of these song games, but it's tuba time.
It's threebas.
It's tuba threeba time. That's right.
Threeba.
It is String Quartet Showdown. We've done this game with classical music from string quartets. We've done it from mariachi bands. We've done it from 8-bit
That's
games.
The Game of Thrones theme.
This is the Game of Thrones theme on the tuba.
Yeah. You love it.
We're doing tuba playing today, so I'm going to be playing popular.
I am all here for tuba time. People should know Mike actually plays the tuba.
Well, I played the tuba. It was years ago.
You still
play.
I mean,
I'm sure I could.
If you could, if your life depended on it, you could pick it up in a week and be.
Oh heck yeah, yeah. I didn't know the music when I played it. So let alone, it got to the point. So when you play trumpet, you're playing in the treble clef. But then when you have to switch over to bass clef, when you're playing for the tuba, and it's a bass instrument, I did that. I never actually made the switch. I was just.
I don't know what any of that means.
I was kind of making it up as I go. I didn't actually learn how to play it, so it wasn't great.
I love that admission.
It's true. I'm sure my band instructor is happy to hear that. Let's do it, although I'm sure he knew. And it wasn't hard to figure out.
Who knew he was a my talker?
No, it wasn't.
We just need someone to play the tuba. Don't say anything.
There you go. Yeah. Let's play it. Let's play the game. I'm going to start playing this song as soon as one of the two of you recognize it. Yell out your name. That's your buzzer. I'll stop playing the song. And you just got to give me either the song we're hearing or even the original artist.
All right. Okay.
You're not going to know the guy playing it on the tuba.
I don't know the tuba time.
But you can give me the original artist of who plays the song. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. That's the Game of Thrones theme. That's going to go away a little bit. That's our theme song for this game. Let's do it. Again, yell at your name when you think you know either the artist or the song heard here.
I know that song.
You just don't know the band or the name of the song. Any guess on what band that might be?
Dawn.
Yeah.
Is it Coldplay?
It is not Coldplay.
Darn it.
Bradley, okay. I'll give you a little bit more time.
Oh, I know it now. Shoot.
You have no guess, Bradley. I'll let you redeem yourself.
Is it Harry Styles?
It's not Harry Styles. No, Dawn.
Maroon 5.
That's Memories from Maroon 5.
Oh, man. I knew it was a guy like
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully not a sign of things to come, because we've got four other songs.
We had fun humming along.
There you go. You guys knew immediately what song it was. You just didn't tell us what song it was. So, all right, score's going to sit 0-0 as we move to our next
tuba. It just sounded like we were at somebody's wedding, and they were like walking back down the aisle.
Yes.
Like it was, they were playing them out.
Did he rip off the wedding march for that song? Seriously,
it does sound like
very
it.
Very similar.
That's true. When you play it on an instrument like that, it does definitely come through.
Maybe they all sound that way.
It's true. Well, let's find out. Let's hear another tuba hit. Again, this is popular music performed by a tuba player. Let's do this one.
Bradley Traynor.
Bradley.
Oh, I is that the Beatles?
Oh, no, Dawn. Oh. You got some time. You don't have to ring it.
Okay,
no.
Okay, because I thought it was Beatles, too.
But it was...
Maroon 5. Touching you.
What's the song?
Sweet Caroline!
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
Whoa.
So good. It's That's Sweet Caroline.
Sweet. Just sounds like Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, of course. Gas. Good job. Man. Did you just say it sounds like someone with gas?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Don't talk about tubas that way.
It makes me
want to keep the bass line. Every song is better with a tuba in
That's
it.
That's right.
All right. I'll let those feelings go.
I was going to say...
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
I'm okay. Let's do... he just called it out and said it sounds like someone with gas.
Okay, Mike, let it go.
I feel like it sounds like a fat bear walking down the street.
That's...
You know?
Yeah.
It's cute.
Why do you think I loved it so much?
Yeah,
that was
farting.
My instrument. I looked like a chubby bear walking down the street with a sousaphone around me. All right, let's do it again here. We're playing the next one again. Right now, it's a 1-0 lead for Dawn. We've got three to go and a tiebreaker if needed since nobody got that first one. Yell out your name or your, if you know the song or the artist heard here. Mm-hmm.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Is that Elton John?
Yes, it is. Can you feel the love tonight?
Feel the love tonight.
Oh my gosh, it's so soothing. I feel like I need to just kind of.
Oh, so now the tube is soothing. Okay.
It is soothing.
We were a fat bear last song. Now we're soothing. Okay.
He's very defensive.
Fat bears are soothing.
Don, you're not going
to
win.
You don't have to be in a room.
Just let it go. He's got some unprocessed emotion around his tuba playing.
It is Elton John. Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh,
I can.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All right, let's move on to the next one. You guys are crushing
it. Empty that spit trap.
Yes, exactly. That spit valve really gets filled up on a tuba. There's a lot of saliva needed for that. Have you seen the mouthpiece on a tuba? It's like that big.
That sounds inappropriate.
Oh, my God. That sounds like something.
Have you seen a mouthpiece on
weekend.
That tuba?
Okay.
Let's do another one.
Sounds like good King Wenceslas.
Some country roads.
Country roads.
Oh, nobody got that one. That
Take
was country
me
roads.
Home.
Take
we
me home. We did the whole song. And
Mike, we're sorry.
Don't be sorry. What are you sorry for?
I literally, it just sounds like.
I thought about a circus.
Let's go to the fair.
The good news is nobody got the last two. So that means it's going to come down to this one. Whoever can name this song first is going to be our winner today of our tuba challenge.
Anyway.
Oh, you'll be able to get this one.
All right.
Just be patient. If you don't think you know it, you're going to get there.
I won't know it right away.
Not right away. No one will.
Trainer.
Yep, for the win.
The Flintstones?
You got it. It's the Flintstones.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. You'll have a zabadoo time. A zabadoo time.
You bring it to the theater.
When you.
Well done. We've had string quartet showdown of all sorts of different instruments.
Wow, that
today
was
the tuba.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was a range. Thanks for the tuba action.
You're welcome.
Whoa. You are only going to get hot tuba action on this program.
Whoa.
That's correct.
That's
Lori
right.
and Julia, they're more of a saxophone kind of show.
Yeah.
No, actually, they're probably string instruments, don't you think?
No,
I don't know. We'll find out.
They're sexy saxophones.
Saxophones.
Yes.
Coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.